This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
Good morning, Catherine, and I'm Adora Udoji. The Sri Lankan military says its troops have captured a major rebel-held town in the northeast of the country. The Sri Lankan army chief says the soldiers had brought the town under complete control after intense fighting. Government forces are on a major offensive aimed at crushing the Tamil Tigers and ending their fight for a separate state for the Tamil minority. We can talk more about this with our correspondent from the BBC who is in Sri Lanka, and that's Anna Barasan. Edirajan reports from Colombo. Welcome.
Hello there.
So give us the latest of what's unfolded today.
Heavy fighting is continuing in the northern part of Sri Lanka. Both the Tamil Tiger rebels and security forces are fighting with each other in many areas of northeastern part of Sri Lanka. And this fighting, the latest fighting, comes just a day after the army said it had captured the last major rebel-held town of Mullaittivu in the northeastern part of Sri Lanka. And as you're aware, the Tamil Tigers have been fighting for a separate state for the ethnic minority Tamils in this country.
Anbarasan, obviously the fighting has been going on for a very long time. What makes this particular battle significant?
Because the army now says they have driven away, they have dislodged the rebels from most part of northern eastern part of the country. And now they have boxed them in a triangle-shaped territory in the northeastern part of the country. Just to give you an idea, a couple of years ago, the Tamil Tigers were controlling nearly 10,000 square kilometers of territory. Now the army says they control only less than 400 square kilometers of territory. The war has been going on for the last 2 years, and the army says now they are in a final battle to give a crushing blow to Tamil Tiger rebels, and that's why this assumes significance.
What have we heard from the rebels so far? I mean, we're hearing a lot from the government about this battle, but what are the rebels saying?
So far, the Tamil Tigers have not reacted to this army's claim about capturing this important town of Mullaittivu in the northeast. But of late, pro-rebel websites have been talking about civilian casualties. They were accusing the Sri Lankan army of shelling into civilian areas, a claim strongly denied by the army. But a short while ago, in fact, just 2 minutes before I came on air, I spoke to one of the UN officials, and he had confirmed that dozens of civilians had been killed and injured in the fighting over the weekend. But of course, they put the blame on both the warring sides. This is the concern for the aid agencies because there are more than 230,000 civilians in the area.
So then, quickly, is this a welcome development to the people of Sri Lanka, or is the concerns about the populations more significant to them?
As far as the majority Sinhalese is concerned, this is a welcome development because they want to see an end to this ethnic conflict. As far as many Tamil people are concerned, well, winning the war doesn't mean that the government can achieve peace, because what they want is a political solution, and they say only a political solution can give a lasting peace.
Political solutions for lasting peace. Thank you. Anbarasan Edirajan reports from Colombo, Sri Lanka. He's reporting for the BBC in Sri Lanka.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.